All right, Anchor Cast Box, you're live. We're going live right now on, where is it at? We're going live over at, we got Restream TV with us this morning. Amen. So let's get to it and let's get going. Amen, friends. Give me a minute. Doing a countdown. All right, there it is. Amen. We're about to start, my friends. Give me a minute here. Let's queue up everybody. All right. Watching the clocks. We're counting down, friends. Good to see you this morning. Amen. All right. And there you go. Good morning. It's Monday morning, my friends. How are you doing? Pastor Rick here. We're Wild Live Ministry Podcast Network. Monday. Let's get everybody all queued up and dialed up this morning in the house. The 12th here. Amen. And let me dial in everybody here. Let's get to channel 3. Amen. And let's go there. Spreaker, channel 3. There it is. Let's get that queue up. And, all right. Hold that thought, my friends. Got to queue up a couple of things. Amen. Let's see. Did it stop? All right. And, all right. There it is. Channel 3, Spreaker. You are in the house. The church is on. And let's do a quick sound check here. Amen. All right. There it is. New headset. I'm excited about that. Got the new Bible coming in this morning. New King James. That's going to be awesome. And let's see. Let's double check a couple of things here. Make sure I set the clocks right. There it is. All right. All right. Good to see you. Let's get going, friends. Worldwide Live Ministry Podcast Network. Pastor Rick here. Good to see you. Bright and early for your Monday morning. Thought I'd get on here since I kind of overslept last night. I was going to get in there about 10 or 11. That didn't happen. So I just reset as I was already awake studying for tonight's podcast, the later one about 10 o'clock. I'll probably jump back on here and Restream just to get, you know, kind of a double Monday on Restream TV. So, and then tomorrow we'll be back on the Melon TV. So, I thought, like I said, just jump back on here and... you know, can't give the devil any time to rest, friends. We got to keep him going, you know, agitated, stepping on his tail, all that good stuff. So that's what I'm doing, friends. Want to keep that momentum going. I appreciate the followers and subscribers. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much for that support. Listen, I got a lot to cover. We are going to go in a whole lot, my friends. Amen. Trying to figure out why I've got a low end here. Not much on my volume level for the channel here, so not sure what's going on with that. But, you know, I'll work with it and I'll deal with it anyway. As long as I can hear a little bit there into the main channel here on 3, we'll be okay. All right. So, like I said, we've got a lot to cover. We're going to look at how the Holy Spirit works in our lives, and we're going to cover Matthew, I believe, chapter 14 and 15. That's going to be our morning opening scriptures, and a whole lot more, my friends. Got a lot for you today. Again, I got a kind of a busy afternoon, so I wanted to get on here as early as possible. And then probably later on tonight after 10 o'clock or so. But I wanted to give you guys a Monday, since I didn't give you a Sunday one. And again, I kind of overslept on that one. I had a real hectic couple of days here. So y'all know how that goes, right? So I thought I'd jump on it and start our Monday in the Word of God, my friends. Make sure you got your Bibles with you, your fresh cup of coffee, pens, papers, notebook, tablets, highlighters for your highlighters, and more, friends. We are going to dig into the Word of God this morning. Amen. Get that fresh cup of coffee and the fresh Word of God. Can't beat that, my friends. All right, let's pray it in. And as I'm looking at monitors here, let's see. What did I do? Well, I'm going to have to do a little bit of a cleanup there, I think. Oh, boy. All right. Well, we can do that real quick here. Not that bad. It'll be pretty easy. Before we pray it in, I want to make sure for some reason. hang on here. All right, there it is. I put an equal sign in there instead of a save sign on the spot there. So I changed it over on channel 2. So there you go. You got to love technology, friends. All right, so is that good? Are we good? All right. And there it is. And we are going to go into the salvation prayer here, too, as well. So, all right, there it is. Heavenly Father, thank you this morning as we wake up and go about our day and plan our day. Father God, thank you for, the air, the fresh air that we're going to have today. And even the rain, even if it rains, it's all right. Father God, thank you for everything you keep providing, you have provided, and continue to provide. Such an amazing thing, Father God. Thank you for everything. I thank you for this mission that you have called me to preach the good news gospel, to share the word. That's what I'm doing for the kingdom here. Father God, it's not about me, it's about you. And as you laid the groundwork and this foundation, we continue to build up that foundation and again spread the good news gospel. So thank you for this mission. Thank you for the calling. Thank you for the protection of the Wi-Fi, all of that. Father God, I'm always humbled and appreciative of these great opportunities I get to be here and just to share the word with the church here. Father God, thank you for that. I want to pray for each and everybody here that are watching, hearing, listening to these podcasts, these messages, that something touches their heart and lifts them up. Father God, as we, as we deal with our situations, our trials, our tribulations, all the attacks that are out there, the evil that's out there, Father God, you are that light that we need. And we search, and as we drop that net and pick up the cross and follow you. So I thank you this morning, Father God, for the opportunity I get to share this word, to share this message. It is awesome and just amazing. So thank you again. I appreciate all that. And again, always humbled here. And I call this in Jesus' precious name, I pray right now. Amen and amen. All right, my friends, let me get a couple of volume level checks here. Again, new set of headphones, so kind of excited about that. Amen. And let me go ahead and see if I can't get that fixed there. Amen. What do we got? Let's see. I want to go. Let's go to our channel 1. Get that church again. Checking volume levels here. Amen. Spreaker channel 1, you guys are on the air. You are here. We're in church this morning. Mercy, my friends. Hope you had a great weekend. Hope you got a chance to go to church and hear that precious word. Amen, friends. All right, well, let's get into it. Again, I appreciate you guys being here a little after 2:40 a.m. Monday morning. Pastor Rick, Worldwide Live Ministry Podcast Network on Restream TV this morning. We got YouTube, Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, Anchor, CastBox, Twitter Live, LinkedIn Live, and a whole lot more. Friends, you guys know right where you're at, and I appreciate you being here. Amen. Let me go ahead and change out that message there, or that spot. Amen. Let's go on the monitors here. Hopefully, I'll get my backup tablet here. That's what I'm hoping for. One step at a time, I guess. You know, appreciate what I got, and that's always a good thing. Amen. All right, so it did get fixed. I saw a little typo error or something like that in the spelling here, and I didn't notice it before. So anyway, let's get this straightened out and let's get into the Word, my friends. We're going to look again, friends. Our first opening set of scriptures here is how the Holy Spirit works in our lives, and of course, we're going to go actually into John, not Matthew, but John, chapters 14 and 15 for our opening Bible study scripture this morning. Amen and amen. And I know I've been getting some comments about the headset. I was going to get the Beats, and the financial part of that didn't come through, but I was able to get these, which is a pretty big jump in from the other ones compared with, you know, prices, value, sound quality. I've been listening back to the volume levels and stuff from channel one here. And it's been a big jump. It's a good investment, and you know, you gotta kind of compromise times with things. So that's what I did. The Beats will come. I'll get them eventually, but I'm not worried. You know, God provides. So anyway, if you're taking notes, my friends, let's get into a couple of things here. We're gonna go ahead and jump into this one. How the Holy Spirit works in our lives. Amen. Let's get to it. Again, John 14 and 15 this morning is going to be our opening scriptures there. So let's go ahead and get into that. Amen. All right. Now, the Bible uses three different Greek prepositions in the New Testament to describe the different ways in which the Holy Spirit works in our lives. Now, this verse shows two of these ways, and a third can be found elsewhere in Scripture. Number one, this is going to be 1 through 3 if you happen to be taking notes here, and I always hope you do as we are in church this morning, my friends. Amen. So, number one, and again, the subtopic for this message is how the Holy Spirit works in our lives. So let's look at it. Number one, in the NLT recap series. Now, he works with us as non-believers, friends, or putta. Now, prior to our conversion to faith in Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit convicts us of our sin and reveals the answer. John 16, verse 8. And then we've got the next part here. Some might dismiss his prodding as that of one's conscience, yet it is the Holy Spirit who opened our eyes to our terminally sinful condition, right? Mercy. Exposing our need to turn our lives over to Jesus Christ, friends. Amen. Number two. Now, he comes into our lives when we turn to Christ. Now, once we accept Jesus Christ as our Savior and invite him into our lives, the Holy Spirit comes and sets up residence, so to speak. And first, he starts the process of salvation in our hearts, friends. Now, Jesus said, I assure you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born again of the Spirit. John 3:5. Now, second, he assures us that we have done the right thing Scripture says his spirit joins with our spirit to affirm that we are God's children, friends. Now, Romans 8:16, of course. So he can begin changing us from inside out and develop the new natural within. I believe that's what it says. All right. Now, number three, he will come upon, he'll come upon sin and empower us as believers. Now, or epi, as it says. Now, Jesus describes the dynamic empowering of the Holy Spirit upon our lives in Luke 24:49, where he said, "And now I will send the Holy Spirit just as my Father promised." And this is what the early Christians experienced in Acts chapter 2. All right. And it dramatically emboldened their witness to Jesus Christ, or for Jesus Christ. This power is available to believers today. Now, Scripture says of the giving of His Spirit, the promises to you and to your children, and even to the Gentiles, all who have been called by the Lord our God. Acts 2:39. All right, so there you go. Right out of the gate, let's go to our Bible scripture, friends. And let's see if I can't not knock everything over here. All right. So, let's keep going. We've got, what do we got? John. Right? Is that John? That's what I want. All right. John chapter 14 and 15. And again, I am excited. I get the new Bible today, so I'll be changing that out and going back over some new notes. So, amen. All right. Let's get into 14 and 15 here in the book of John. Now, Jesus is the way to the Father, friends. Now, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. And if not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. Amen. Yet if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto yourself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way I know, or what? And why, and the way ye know. Now, like I said, the notes are bad, so that's why I got the new Bible coming. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Now, Thomas, as we know, doubting Thomas here, Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Now, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also, and from hence forth ye know him, and have seen him. And Philip saith unto him, Lord, shew us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Now Jesus said unto him, Have I been so long with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that has seen me hath seen the Father, and how sayest thou then, Show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for thy very work's sake, or the very work's sake. Now verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Let's see. I shall, I believe, let's see, I shall ask anything, right? Something like that, anyway. I shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Or if ye, I believe that's if ye, as my notes again. If ye shall ask anything in my name, he says, I will do it. Now that's comfort, right? We know that we've got that that comfort there. All right, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, who he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of Truth, whom let's see, he bad. Whom he would cannot receive. Because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless, he says. I will come to you yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me, because I live, ye shall live. And at that day, ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. And he that hath my commandments, or keepeth my commandments, hath my commandments, there it is, and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall, shall be loved of my Father. And I love him, and I will manifest myself to him. Now Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? And Jesus answered him and said, or unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loveth me, but not keepeth, that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, church. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Ye have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If you love me, you would rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it come to pass, that when it come to pass, ye might believe. Therefore, I will not talk much with you, for the prince of the world cometh and hath nothing in me. But the world may know that I love the Father, and the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Arise, let us go hence. Amen. All right, so let's talk about the vine and the branches, friends. Now, he says in chapter 15 here, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except And a lot of notes in this one. Except ye abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is sent forth, his branch, and withereth. All right. And to gather them. And cast them in to the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words are in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Now these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. And here's a good point here, friends. Ye are my friends. He says in verse 14, ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I commandeth you, or command you. Now henceforth I call you not my servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give you, or give it you. These things I command you, that ye love one another. Now, we're going to get into the hatred of the world, which again, we clearly see, friends, every day, the division for the last couple of years. Again, not going to dwell too much on it, but y'all see what's going on with that, right? There is a huge division. And it's just started the last couple of years here. So we need to be at peace, trust God, know that he's got us, and know that we have that eternal peace and that God has given us. So we got to hold on, press in, dig in, no matter what. Don't let the outside situations, throw you off. So again, that's why we really need the Word of God here, friends. We really, really need to dig into the cross. So as we see here, clearly the hatred of the world. If the world hates you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you. If ye were of the world would love its own. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. Therefore the world hateth you. Now remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent him, or sent me. If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin. But now they have no cloak or cover for their sin, right? He that hateth me hateth my Father also. If I had done among them the works, I believe that's what that is, the works which none other man did, had not had sin, or they had not had sin. But now have they both seen and hated both me and my Father. But this cometh to pass that the world might be fulfilled, or the word might be fulfilled, that is written in their law. They hated me without a cause. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of men. And he shall also bear witness, because ye have been with me from the beginning. And there you go, friends. Couldn't get any clearer than that, right? As our commands and our word, and, you know, it's just right there. So, John 14 and 15. All right, a little bit of work here, not much. After today, after this afternoon or this morning, whenever the mail shows up, I won't be doing this anymore. I'm excited finally again after all these years of kind of digging into my old Bibles here. I am excited. New Bible coming today. And like I said, I'll be going through that. It's a really nice Bible, actually. So I'm excited. Like I said, I talk about it a million times. I'm excited to get it finally. And it is really nice to have it. So, amen. Let's dig into our podcast notes, friends. Amen. We got that. And then we're going to go into the Orthodox Study Bible. I haven't gotten into that in a long time. I haven't really read that too much. So that is the plan. That's what we're going to check out. Let me grab some of that fresh brewed coffee this morning, my friends. How you doing? You are live on God's Radio. I'm just a voice crying out in the wilderness with a little bit of coffee, of course. Amen. Excited to be here sharing the Word of God this morning for your Monday morning. Yes, I am. Amen. You're there. I'm here. You're in Studio A. Good to see you. Pastor Rick, World Wildlife Ministry Podcast Network. On the air. Good to see you, friends. Live in full living color. Amen. I'm glad to be here. Like I said, I do appreciate you guys. And, of course, all the replay viewers, you got to get a shout-out. I appreciate you guys as well. Block Talk Radio, Restream TV. Boy, Spreaker, LinkedIn, all the channels, you guys know where you're at. That's why I changed the last part of the title over to Network, because I was networking through God's channels. Anyhow, let's get to our podcast notes, and we want to go to the Lord's Prayer. Now, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive them that trespass against us. And that's a tough one, but we got to do it. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Church, you know what time it is. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Whew. Amen and amen to that. Well, let's suit up and boot up, my friends. Let's go ahead and go grab Ephesians 6:10-20, the armor of God. You got to do that every single day, friends. You put your feet on the ground, you thank God, and you put your armor on. So let's go there right now, Ephesians 6:10-20. All right, now finally, my brethren and sisters, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers and against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand an evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which we know is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. And amen for that. All right, let's go into a couple more here. Of course, I want to hit the go into the Sinner's Prayer of Salvation, friends. Get a hold of me, Worldwide Live Ministry Podcast at yahoo.com, the official email for the ministry channel here. And, of course, our prayer lines are always open and available 24-7. Amen and amen on that, right? So you guys can check that out. Sign up, sign in, put your prayer requests in, whatever thoughts you have, whatever questions you might have. I don't know if I'll get to, you know, all of them right away, but I will answer those as I take care of that myself. So, amen. All right. So let's go to the Sinner's Prayer of Salvation, friends, as it is on the picture. Well, the, what do you call that? The post pick. So it just came to me. I'm like, oh, let's post that one up. Amen. All right. And again, it is good to be here, friends. Can't give the devil a pass too often, or very little. No passes for the devil. We got to stay on it, stay the course, and continue to fight this battle, friends. Because it's already won. God's got it. But, you know, we got to be on our post. Amen. All right, dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and I need a Savior. I want to turn away from my sinful life to the life you have planned for me. Please forgive me for my sins. Cleanse me of my past. Make me new. I know your Son, Jesus Christ, died on the cross for me. And I believe in my heart that you raised him from the dead. And at this very moment, here you go, friends. Right now, I accept, confess, and proclaim Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior, to live in my heart from this day forward. Thank you, Jesus, for your grace that has saved me from my sins and has given me eternal life. Please send your Holy Spirit to guide me and to help me to do your will for the rest of my life. Church, come on now. In Jesus' name, we pray right now. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. We got to get excited about this precious word, my friends. Amen and amen. All right, now let's continue in our notes. And if I repeat it, it's okay. Okay, we did that. So let's go back to the Serenity Prayer, friends, right? All right. Again, friends, Monday morning, September 12th. I missed yesterday. I ended up crashing out. Slept right through the alarm clock. By the time I woke up, it was like after 1 or 2 or something this morning. I was like, eh. Well, I think it was after 1:30, so I said, yeah, let's just set something for 2:30 and get everybody excited about the word. So, amen, that's why I'm here. So, amen. On Restream TV, hanging out in Studio A this morning, friends. Amen. For your Monday morning service, good to see you. Well, let's get some serenity, friends. Now, God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Living, of course, one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, and accepting hardships as a pathway to peace. Taking as Jesus did the sinful world as it is, not as I would have it, trusting that he will make all things right if I surrender to his will, that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with him in the next, with him forever in the next. Amen. All right. I always like to jump into those good word. Amen. Okay, a little different here. I'm going to jump over to this one. I got to move the clipboard out. if I can here. Let's see if I got this one here. All right, there we go. Amen, friends. Lots of notes, lots of scriptures all over the place, of course. Mercy. Well, let's see. Yeah, I already lost one note, but that's okay. I'm not going to need it. Amen. All right, so we're going to dig into the Orthodox Study Bible. Long story, you guys know the history of that. I ran into a Orthodox pastor and just happened to have a couple of these Bibles in his let's see. Oh heck, man. All right, as my kids always say, I forgot where I was at. As I you know, was out there, and he happened to have one of these in his car. So I said, I want one of those. Amen. Right. All right. And again with the mic. Hey, you know, eventually I'll get that spot. I always talk about that, but hopefully eventually sometime I will. Anyway, let's go into this, friends. Christ our Passover. Let's check that out. Amen. All right. Now, Passover, the central rite and symbol of Judaism, is based on the experience of the liberation of the Hebrew people from bondage in Egypt. Exodus 12, 1 and 15, 21. A lot of scriptures on this, so I hope you're taking some notes. That's called Passover both because the Lord passed over the homes of the Hebrews, sparing them from death that came to the firstborn in Egypt, and because the Hebrews passed over the Red Sea as it were dry land. Now, Passover celebrates God's steadfast love and devotion to his people and their freedom in him, because we do have peace and freedom through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Without him, we were lost in the dark. Oh, my friends. And now, through him, we have freedom and peace and contentment. Now, throughout the rest of the Old Testament, Passover preeminently signifies God's rescue and forging together of his chosen people, Israel. Now, the Lord's repeatedly brings this event to mind as he encourages and exhorts his people to return to their conventional responsibilities. That's a tongue twister. Amen. Now, Judges 6, 7, 10, 1 Kings 10, 17, 19, Psalm 80, 10 and 11, and Jeremiah 11, 1, 8, and Micah 6, 1, 8. And I'll give you guys, I'll share with you the whole, like all of the scriptures. Once I get through and read this part, I'll share the rest of it. Christ our Passover is the subject of this one out of the Orthodox Study Bible. Amen. Now, through his saving work, Christ becomes our Passover, or Pascha in Greek, as we know. Through him, we experience liberation from sin, death, and the devil. Now, Paul exclaims, Christ our Passover was sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast. 1 Colossians 5, 7, and 8. Now, he is the Paschal Lamb, as he says, the Paschal Lamb, Isaiah 53, 7, and John 1, 29, or Revelation 5, 6 through 14, who gave himself up in sacrifice once for all, Hebrews 10, 10, 14, to reconcile us with God at every Pascha, or Pascha, Easter, The church sings. Now, again, Orthodox Study Bible, friends. I talked about this before. I was blessed enough to, or blessed that I was able to get the Bible from a pastor. So, as my cord, I just saw my cord's like wrapped around my neck here. I'm like, oh, mercy, that's bad. Anyway, so. Again, out of the Orthodox Study Bible. I'll kind of go back and forth in that throughout the podcast here. I've done several. So, today a sacred Pascha is revealed to us. A new and holy Pascha. A mystical Pascha. A Pascha worthy of, as he says, a veneration. A Pascha which is Christ the Redeemer. In many typological details, the Passover of the Jews clearly points towards Christ as our Passover. Now, the Passover lamb, this is, again, going through 1 through 4 here. Number 1, the Passover lamb whose blood was smeared by the Hebrews on the doorstep or posts in the sign of the cross was a male without blemish. Jesus was a male without blemish who died on the cross as he became the propitiation for our sins, friends. Amen. Number 2, now the blood of the Passover lamb saved the firstborn of the Hebrews from death. The blood of Christ saves all those believing in him from eternal death. That's Romans 5, 8, and 10. And 1 Peter 1, 17, 19. Now, number 3. The Passover lamb had none of his bones broken. Exodus 12, 10, verse 46. Now, Jesus also had no bones broken as he was sacrificed. John 19, 31 through 36 for that. Number 4, the Hebrews escaped from the burden of slavery in Egypt by passing through the Red Sea. Christians pass from Egypt from the burden of sin, being set free and saved through the waters of holy baptism, as we know, right? Now, for the waters of baptism, we are baptized into his death. All right. Crucified with him and raised up in the likeness of his resurrection to walk in the newness of life. That's over in Romans 6, 3, 11. Now, John Chrysostom marvels at the power of Christ's blood, my friends. In the type of it had such great power in the midst of Egypt, when smeared on the doorsteps, much more the reality of death so shuddered at the shadows, tell me how would it not have dreaded the very reality? I believe that's what that is there. I'll have to fix that later. Now, this blood is the salvation, friends, the salvation of our souls. By it, the soul is washed and made beautiful and more gleaming than gold. Revelation 7, 13 and 14. Sustained and strengthened by the blood of Christ, our Passover, we resume daily our journey to the eternal promised land, the promised kingdom to come. Powerful, my friends. Powerful. If you're not woke up yet, that'll wake you up, my friends. Let's grab some coffee. Amen. All right. Let's, again, I hope you have your notes with you. I hope your notebook, tablet, your pen, all that. Friends, I want to go ahead and give you the scriptures for this. Again, the topic. It's in Exodus chapter, I believe chapter 11 and 12 talks about this. As it is here, friends, Christ our Passover. Now, I'm going to give you all the scriptures again as we have a Bible study this morning. I hope you have your notebook tablets with you. Ezekiel, the first, I'll give you all these, and of course, I'll go back over and make sure you got them. Now, 2 in Ezekiel, chapter 12, 1 and 15, 21 in the book of Ezekiel. Judges, chapter 6, verse 7 through 10. 1 Kings, chapter 10, 17 through 19. Psalm, chapter 80. Verse 10 and 11, Jeremiah chapter 11, 1 through 8, Micah chapter 6, 1 through 8, 1 Colossians chapter 5, 7 and 8, Isaiah chapter 53, 7, and then we got John 1, 29, Revelation 5, 6 through 14 again. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 10 through 14. Romans chapter 5, 8 through 10. 1 Peter chapter 1, 17 through 19. Exodus chapter 12, 10 through 46. John chapter 19, 31 through 36. Romans chapter 6, 3 through 11, and Revelation again, chapter 7, verse 13 and 14. There it is, friends. A lot of scriptures for this one. It was very exciting. I liked that. Amen. And again, it was in 12, friends. If you go to Exodus chapter 12, you can get all the background of this Christ or Passover. Amen. What a good study there. All right, let me roll on over here so I don't spill nothing. And of course, all right. Let's see. Clipboards on the other side of the wall. I have to make sure I grab that right. Amen. All right. So we are live Anchor Cast Box. You're on the air. It is good to be here in the studio. All right. Christ our Passover, friends. That's our part one here as we are. Well, let's keep going. I do have a lot more for you. We're going to look at, as I want to make sure I don't lose my spots here. Amen. All right. 2 Corinthians. Let's check that out. Let's go to that. Amen. All right, well, I hope you got to church yesterday. Real important, and I know we went through 9/11, remembering 9/11. Amen, right? Never forgotten. Gone, but not forgotten, friends. We got to remember 9/11. Very important. Amen. All right, so 4 and 5. Amen. All right, let's see if I can maneuver around all this stuff without spilling it, right? You're getting to it. All right, Second Corinthians chapter 4 and 5 here, friends. Let's go ahead and read that. And I'll give you a minute. When you get there, give me a big amen. Hallelujah. It's Monday. Let's get going, friends. Let's keep going here. We've got a bit of a Bible study this morning. Amen. So let's read 2 Corinthians 4 and 5 as we are living by faith, friends. Amen. All right. God's power in the ministry. Now, therefore, seeing we have this ministry as we have received mercy, we faint not, friends. But we have what? What do we do? Let's see. We have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, not handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, church, it is hid to them that are lost, amen, in whom the god of this world, which we know is the devil, Satan, hath blinded the minds, watch this, blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Now watch this in verse 5. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Now, living by faith, friends, not by sight. Live by faith, friends, not by sight. All right, Anchor Cast Box, you guys are about to close out part one here for, what do we got, Monday morning, September 12th. We're going to keep the cameras rolling. We're going to keep everything going. We got another hour, I believe, at least another hour and a half or so here tonight, this morning. We're going to keep going, keep rolling, and lots to cover. A lot more scriptures this morning for you. Live on Restream TV, friends, doing a Double Shot Monday. I'll be back later on tonight, sometime after 10, if I don't fall asleep, right? Hang on, I got a feedback going on. Amen. Gotta check all the devices. There it is. All right. Let's see. Had something going on back there. Back into my hoop. There's my monitor. My monitor earpiece, which I need in there so I can actually hear what's going on with the mixer there. I think that was. That's what that was. It was tickling or something. I don't know what that was. Anyway, that's how I hear the mixer is through this set here. So, amen. I know it looks a lot complicated, but it's not really. It's not for me anyway. It's just pretty much what I've been used to. So, amen. To give you guys the best quality I can think of. All right, so let's continue. We got Living by Faith here. Now, again, 2 Corinthians 4, I believe 4 and 5. So we're going to cover that. Amen. All right. Amen. All right. Looks okay. Look all right. I don't. Not a fashion show, but I just want to make sure everything's working well here. All right. Living by faith. Let's continue. 2 Corinthians, friends, chapter 4 and 5. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body of the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then death worketh in us, but life in you, and of course Jesus there, we have the same spirit of faith according as it is written. I believed, and therefore I have spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus and shall present us with you. All right. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundance grace might, through the thanksgiving of many, redound in the glory of God. For which cause we faint not, but through our outward man, or though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh in us, or for us, a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, now watch this, friends, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal. It's temporary. It's going to pass,